Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hey, folks, I'm excited. I am back. This time I have with me Alisa Bogarts. She's going to be talking about go after it with confidence. Welcome to the program, Alisa.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here. So good to see you again.
It's delightful to have you. We've had an opportunity to get on the Zoom call a couple of different times because she was actually with me on some of our Facebook Lives about this event. She shared about her programs, products, services. So I'm super excited to be here. The whole topic of confidence is such a big one for our audience. So let's talk a little bit about how you became so passionate about this particular subject.
Yeah, well, think about it. It's like almost like in this lifelong journey. You know, like back in the early 2000s was a time in my life where I didn't know what I want, but it meant change and it meant going against the status quo and all of like the shoulds of life. And I was ticking all the boxes, you know, like a good girl. but I felt stuck. And though I kind of felt secretly stuck because, you know, why would I change a life that was good, perceived to be good from the outside in? And then fast forward 10 years and I just moved to London, England, and I was at rock bottom. I was feeling the weight of depression. I had no money. I was heartbroken. Being in a new city, everything was unfamiliar. I didn't have a job yet. I didn't even have any local friends. And so from here, this like really low place, I was able to do a deep dive into my life and look at it, you know, like who I wanted to be and how I wanted to show up in the world. So it was kind of a different side of confidence. And then fast forward another 10 years and I'm, you know, back in Vancouver and feeling a bit miserable in a particular area of my life, not necessarily like the whole thing, but I had to think about what I wanted on my personal development journey. Cause you know, like in life, there's so many ups and downs, right? You would feel confident and then you feel not so confident depending on where you're at. It just kind of goes up and down. And so on this roller coaster is where I was introduced to coaching, actually, when I lived in London and I was coached myself by a coach and I just saw the power in it and I was so sparked. But unfortunately, when I was in London, I had to put it on the back burner as life does, you know, you're going to do that, but I was able to bring it back. And so I've since gotten 4 certifications and I originally started looking at health coaching because I'm certified in health coaching, which is kind of what we'll talk about later with the VIP gift, but getting those certifications, I realized that my passion is actually to help people with that self-confidence because I feel like it's really the foundation. And from a place of self-confidence is where you can go after what you want in your life.
Well, certainly we've talked a lot about that today, making sure that you treat yourself like a best friend, making sure that you are nice to you because you are the most important person in your life. But having that self-confidence, that can be a little tricky, sort of a slippery slope. Although I did have it explained one time that you can be confident in categories, right? Like you can be a confident eater of Italian food, right? Like you can be like, I am confident at that. I know that I'm going to be good at eating Italian food. And you can be confident as a runner, maybe, where somebody else might not be. Or you can be confident on stage where somebody else might be panicked about that. Or you could be confident with social media or confident with building your website. So there's areas where you could feel confident and not. Should we focus on some of the areas that we're confident on so that it can sort of carry over, or does it not work that way?
I think that you can, I think that you build confidence that when you want to focus on something that you're not so confident on, so it's through like practice and kind of like some of the 3 ways actually maybe we could talk about today is about that, like how building it so that you build your confidence with things, because you're right, you're not going to be confident about everything. We can't be good and amazing at absolutely everything. And usually when you start something new is where that confidence feels low and you need to practice it and work your way up to build that confidence. It's a process.
All right. Well, let's talk about how you came up with the title, Go After It With Confidence, and what that means to you.
That's just what I really am passionate about is I want people to go after things with confidence and to not get stuck and be held back by things. And so I was thinking about the three kind of impactful ways like I can help people with that, because there's sort of like some common barriers that I hear a lot. And one of them is like self-judgments and self-criticism. Mm. And so how can we turn those into positive affirmations? Another is about boundaries. I think we have like that comes up a lot, like how to create boundaries. And so I have like a communication tool I can share. And then the other one is about sort of believing in yourself and seeing that future version of yourself and having this power of visualization, being able to visualize getting what you want and having letting that like really manifest it for you.
Wow. Okay. Yes. I think there's a lot to this. There's so many facets and avenues that we could go down. Where would you like to start talking about confidence? What's one way that we can identify that we need to improve in confidence? And then maybe we can talk about how we can go after it.
Yeah. So I think the first one I'd like to talk about is the turning judgments into positive affirmations, because we can get really stressed out worrying about what other people think of us, right? And we can get stressed out thinking that we're going to do something right or not do it good enough, right? And the thing is that someone, you know, people may judge you or criticize you somewhere at some point in life, right? You can't please everybody. And we're also different as well. So what you might perceive as something, you know, maybe being perfect, I can have a totally different impression or way of doing that, because we're all so different. And it's likely as well that you will judge yourself even harder. And this can be even more painful. So when these judgments come up, you know, you're worried about something or that what someone might say to you, or you're about to give up on something. Really like to acknowledge it in the moment and feel the feelings and get really curious about them, about these thoughts and these feelings, and then challenge them. So you ask if they're really true, and then see if you can flip into something that's more positive, more compassionate and more loving for yourself. So this can be done by creating an affirmation for it, so that next time that it comes up, you can flip it into something more positive. You have a more positive way of speaking to yourself.
All right. So number one is get curious and sort of look into why is it that you're feeling not confident about something, and then flip it into some sort of positive affirmation about that. All right. Can you give us an example of how that might be done?
Yeah. So you could say, you know, when that comes up when you're trying, embarking on something new, you know, and sort of doing it first time and you're not so good at it at the beginning, you know, at least this comes up for me a lot, would be like, oh, I'm stupid. Like I can't get this right. Right. So like, maybe I won't even bother. I'm just going to give up now. Nope. I know that the stupid things then comes up for me myself. But a way you could reframe that is to say, I'm learning as I go. You know, I have everything that I need to succeed. And I'm a strong, intelligent, capable woman. So I can go after it. I'm not going to give up.
Oh, I like that, because that does feel like you're not going to fight that answer, right? Because sometimes when we do affirmations, if we don't believe in them, like we say, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. And then you look at the zeros in your bank and you're like, it's not really true. And then it's really about how you feel about it. So if you can get your body to not really object to it, or your mind to not really object to it, then it can be a more powerful, more something that builds your confidence instead of takes it away. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it's a way of processing those emotions too. So you acknowledge the negative and you feel it, and they're like, okay, well, what is actually true? How can I flip this? Like, what, you know, is a new way of looking at this? Well, yeah, I'm learning as I go. You know, I'm really capable. Yeah.
I do have a friend who says, look, another learning opportunity. Oh, that something bad must have just happened. Are you? And they're like, oh, it's not a learning opportunity. All right. So that does feel like I would switch from beating myself up to feeling a little bit more possibility of confidence. But I'm not quite there yet, because I'm feeling like, all right, well, this is a learning opportunity, but that doesn't make me necessarily get all the way to confident yet. So what's the next step on the path to get you a little further down?
Well, the next thing I wanted to share was about setting boundaries. So just to go back to the affirmation thing, one sort of bonus tip is that you need to practice it. You know, saying it once won't necessarily do it. If you think about all the sort of judgments and negative chatter that we have in our heads, you know, and some of these could be like lifelong things that we've been saying. So if you can say the positive things more often, you'll have less time on the negative, and you'll but you need to be saying it like just as much as maybe you say the negative things to really help to change that mindset. But yeah, going into boundaries. Sometimes when we embark on something new, people in our life may feel uncomfortable about it. They may, they might make negative comments about it when they see you kind of like progressing and getting more confident, more happy in your life. And they may unconsciously hope that you fail, and they may feel threatened by it. And sometimes if other people feel threatened, then we might sabotage our own goals or our own life to sort of be, keep that relationship good. You know, if they're not happy, then like, okay, I won't do it to kind of maintain our relationship. And one thing we just really want to sort of drive home is that that it's not your fault or our fault that they feel bad, that we're not responsible for other people's experience of things, and is actually really healthy to uphold your boundaries and allow other people to have their experience of that.
So just because they're feeling a certain way doesn't mean you are responsible for it or that you need to correct it.
Right.
Or change. You can allow for the possibility. And you can allow for the possibility that that's their experience, and that's fine. And they're entitled to that piece of that experience. Ooh, that's tough. I think that's very, very tough, you know, especially when it comes to very close friends and family members. If they're really suffering, you're like, I need to fix that. But maybe that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah. Sometimes we can't fix everything, especially if it means that you're not going to go after what you want. If you're going to allow that to stop you. So we can, in a way of kind of working on that is to, to set a boundary. In a way that you can set a boundary is to communicate it with them. So I have this communication tool. It goes where you, you acknowledge that you hear them and what they might want. And then you explain how you feel and what you want. So it's a way of like, yes, I hear you. I understand. I'm still doing my thing.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. I definitely see that. And I think that allows them permission, but it also doesn't let them control how you feel. Is that right? So now you're in control of feeling your level of confidence.
Right. Yeah. And still doing what it is that you want to do. So like, as an example, say you and a friend, you know, every couple of weeks or something, it's your normal thing. You always go out for burgers and fries and milkshakes. And then you decide that you want to, be more healthy, and that's not something that you want to do as much anymore. So the time comes up where you're going to go and they're like, okay, come on, like, let's go to our favorite burger place. It's burger night. And, you could say to them, like, I know that going out for a burger to our favorite place tonight, you know, would be totally awesome. But I'm feeling concerned that if I don't continue eating healthy, I won't achieve my weight loss goals. So you acknowledge them and you hear them, and then you explain how you feel and like why it is that maybe you don't want to go. And it can be kind of hard because they might come back at you with it, right? They might feel like, what, really? But you can use this same tool over and over again, even in the same conversation. And if you need to kind of repeat it, then you can also come up with an alternative that kind of aligns more with your goals and values. So, you know, you might suggest going for, you know, like maybe instead of going to the burger place, like, can we go for a walk outside and have coffee or something like that, you know? So you're still aligning to your values and what you want, and you're still seeing the person and maintaining the relationship, but you're doing something that's more healthy, and you're getting outside and fresh air and all that, you know, so you're, yeah.
All right. So participating with other people that don't have the same goals as you do is totally fine, but you can work to find something that works for both of you. You don't just have to be like, all right, I guess we have to do that because they always want to do that, and we'll just do that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a way of shifting things, but still maintaining that relationship, just knowing it's a little different.
I like it. All right. And what's the next step?
The third thing I wanted to share was, the power of visualization. So this is, it's a technique that sort of started with champion athletes, where they actually imagine the game from their perspective as if they're actually competing, right? It's like a mental trial run, and they visualize their performance and they break it down into tiny components and they work on every aspect of it. So we can use the same technique for something that we want for ourselves. And one of the keys here is that when you're visualizing it, it's not just to see it in your mind's eye, but to really feel it in your body. You want to feel the sensations of getting what you want and achieving your goal within your body. And so, yeah, sometimes if I do this talk and have more time, I would actually take people through like sort of like a little 8-minute meditation that does this sort of future self visualization to really try and to get that feeling into your body. It's a way.
No, go ahead. You're doing great. I'm loving this.
I was saying visualization, it can make your outcomes more and more possible to achieve, and it can really build habits that stick to make it possible.
Yeah. So how do we work on feeling it in our body? Like when you visualize something, let's take the athletes. You're absolutely right. The basketball athletes, there was a study done and the athletes that there were three groups. One did nothing for a month or 2 months or something like that. One practiced free throws for an hour every day for a month. And then the third group just imagined making three free throws and having it go into the basket for a month. And the ones that actually did it improved by, I think it was 34%. It might've been 24%. The people who imagined it was 1% less than that. Wow. And then the people who didn't practice at all only improved by like 7% or something like that. So it was a very dramatic difference, but it was very, very close to the people who were visualizing it. And I can imagine like when I'm doing free throws, like if I'm imagining I'm doing it, all right, that's putting it in my body physically, right? In my arm and my muscles and things like that. But what if it's just something that you want to overcome, maybe have more courage with emotionally, or being a little bit braver about something? How do we feel that part in our body?
I would do it through meditation and really seeing it and getting into it as if it's actually happening. And you can even like, as you're, you know, sort of sitting there with your eyes closed and visualizing, you can like get that excitement into you. Like, I think if like when I, something that I want to achieve and I like get it, I'm like, yeah, and I sort of like jump around or bounce around. So you could even imagine and going through and breaking through the obstacle as well as like you're saying, of being brave of something. So maybe at the beginning, you might imagine yourself like, oh, I'm a little bit timid, but I have these tools, I'm going to do these things. And then I make it and I feel amazing, or I feel like relief or whatever it may be. Yeah. So really just imagine yourself in it, like put yourself into the visualization instead of just thinking about it. Yeah.
I can definitely picture doing that. All right. If you ladies have questions for Alisa, please put them in the chat. Definitely. This is a important topic for all of us. Feeling confidence is really something that we need in order to be able to move forward, because when we're timid or shy or second guessing ourselves, Lord, I know that happens all the time with imposter syndrome. It prevents us from moving forward in the world. If you knew that you were completely safe, stepping out onto a stage and grabbing the mic, how often would you do that? If you knew you were completely safe going and building a $7 million business, how quickly would you do that, right? So that confidence, that feeling of being safe and confident can really make a huge impact. Share with us, is that sort of where you're leading folks as you coach them? And I know coaching for you is a very big passion, especially around health.
Yeah. I like to think of, confidence as a whole, and also, yeah, with health and like with even career as well. And with runners as well. I like to do talk with marathon runners, and that really works well with visualization too. Imagine them running the marathon. So I do help them with that. It really comes from that place of self-confidence and how to break through those barriers, like you were talking about, and how to providing like a whole tool. I have a whole toolkit, and I think of our people like may have these struggles and kind of like curate it for them to help them with whatever it is that they need.
All right. Well, fantastic. We don't have any questions because I think people are tired of typing in the chat. But here's the thing you guys are going to need to do right now is we're going to drop a link in the chat to Alisa's free book. Free gift. It is the 4 C's of confidence. This is a video series. You are not going to want to miss this. We're going to put it in the chat right now. Please put got it in the chat after you opened it up. Alisa, tell us what they're going to get when they open this.
Yes, it was a 4-day video series. The four C's of confidence are commitment, courage, cultivate, and continuum. So each day you'll see an email from me from Inspiration by Elisa. There will be a link to a short YouTube video where you'll learn about the C of that day. And the email will also contain an affirmation of the C of that day and some journal prompts to integrate everything that you're learning. And then at the end of the series, your confidence will be boosted and you'll have more tools to go after what you want in any area of your life. Ah, super exciting.
I love it. Well, go ahead and grab that gift right now. You're going to want to have that in your arsenal for being able to get a little bit better at confidence. And then you have a gift for our VIPs as well. This one is a 7-day clean eating challenge that I'm going to take advantage of because luckily I am a VIP on this particular group. What is going to happen in a 7-day clean eating challenge?
Yeah, so I was saying like health, you know, having a health coaching certification, clean eating, I'm a huge advocate for it. And what I mean by clean eating, it's eating foods that are grown out of the earth. So like naturally grown foods, and it includes like fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and legumes and whole grains, proteins. So trying to not have processed foods for 7 whole days, you know, things like fast foods or cured meats, bread, pastas, things like that, things that are man-made. And so over 7 days is going to be a challenge to do that. It's usually $147 value, which the VIPs are getting for free.
Nice.
And there'll be a couple of classes. We'll do some live classes with me where I'll take you through some ways of clean eating. You'll get daily emails with like videos or health tips and handouts or affirmations. There'll be a little cooking class of how to make some granola. I've been kind of working on this cookbook for a little while. So you're going to get some recipes from my Inspired Clean Eats cookbook.
I love that. One of the gifts that gets grabbed the most is recipes. When anybody ever gives a recipe out, it always gets grabbed really fast. You guys are going to want to get these. I'm looking forward to it because I upgraded to VIP. I'm super excited about it. Up next, we are having a redo because one of our speakers, Andrea Slominski, had a lot of trouble getting in this morning, and she was on our diamond track. So we're going to give her another shot at it. Hopefully she can get in. We're going to do everything in our power to make that happen. She's amazing. You're going to love her. She's talking about women's new power years, 45 to 70, the new life stage, which she calls Regency. So you guys are going to get another shot at that. But before we let you go, Elisa,
yes.
I did that 4 times before. Please let us know any final words for our crew.
I just wanted to share my favorite affirmation, which is perfectionism of myself isn't possible. I am perfectly imperfect. And I just want to remind everybody that we're all perfectly imperfect. So let go of what's holding you back and go after what you want.
I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you back at the top of the hour. We have one more speaker to go, and then you are not going to want to miss the wrap-up call. We did hear that there was a goof on one of the links for the 3 o'clock call. We have corrected it on the site, so go back to the schedule and grab the wrap-up call. It is a Zoom meeting, not a webinar, so you'll be able to come in. Everybody gets to come in and play together. It's going to be super, super, super fun. All of our speakers, hopefully many of our speakers will be back. All of our interview hosts should be there, so you can give feedback to them on their talks, their takeaways, share some gratitudes, what you learned from them. We would love to pour into these people who have poured into you all day long. So don't miss it. But up next, we have our amazing Dr. A. We will see you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crowe. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Nice job, Elisa.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was really good. That was really good.
Where our mission is
right,
to
I'll see you at the closing. So I'll see you that for sure. I'm excited.
We're recording all sessions plus an amazing VIP gift bundle. Upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.